Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
Countdown. I'm now joined by my last and maybe most funnest guest on the program, because we've got live music playing. We've got Kiera Wallace in the studio.
Hey.
We're talking about a new track, Lambs Aren't Waking Yet, as well as their debut show as Dolly Possum at Pearl Diver. Also, Ads is here.
Hi, I'm Kiera Wallace's number one fan, yeah. Aside from maybe Kiera's mum, who I love.
I don't think my mum can be topped ever.
No,
at all.
No one.
No, whose mum can be topped?
No,
for real.
True.
Shout out to mums.
Shout out to mums.
Yeah.
Shout
How
out
are
to
you
mums.
Doing, Kiera?
I'm so good, so good. I had a cold, but I'm over it, and I'm so ready for the show tonight.
Nice. Yes. Do you going to be doing a lot of practicing with Christian beforehand?
Yeah, we have been. We have been lots of jams and tea and.
Tea is in like drinking tea?
Drinking tea.
Peppermint tea? You talking peppermint?
Red Bush.
Red Bush, yeah. The Australian stuff.
Yeah.
I think
maybe South Africa.
It's
maybe,
South Africa.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. I don't know my tea. Now, this new track, Lambs Aren't Waking Yet. Can you tell me how much newborn lambs sleep? How many hours?
Actually, no, not quite a lot, because they wake up so early and they bark and they wake everyone up.
So your answer is it's not very long.
Not very long.
Actually, quite wrong. They sleep for 12 to 16 hours.
Holy shit. Oh.
Yeah.
That just blew me away so much.
Wow.
Oh man, now this track shows up on an album called Play It Strange, Year 9 to 13 Songwriting Comp, Volume 3 on Spotify. I assume that was the soft launch, and now you're doing the hard launch.
Hard launch with the music video, the funded music video.
From ANZ on Air?
Yeah.
From Air New Zealand?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Love that. I haven't seen the video yet, but if you could describe it for people, what is it like? Ooh. I see there's like big paper mache heads.
Yes. I found that in my grandma's pottery studio.
Oh, she didn't make them?
She made it.
Wow.
I think she had like a craft group and they all had to make masks, and I found it, and now it's like a family heirloom, and I hang it above my bed and it watches me sleep.
Nice.
Yeah.
You find comfort? You can find comfort with it?
Yeah, but guests seem to find it a bit unnerving.
I can imagine, yeah.
But yeah, the video, lots of textures and swirly things and blurred stuff and funky lenses. So
cool.
Yeah, very soft. Nice colours.
Any lambs?
No lambs.
No lambs.
No lambs, but a big field where there could be lambs.
Fox. Oh my god. There's kind of, from the track, there's a lot of allusions to fire, being close to destruction, and having a listen, you know, do you think the track is about finding, you know, solace and peace in chaos/turbulence?
Absolutely. That's what the song's about. It's about finding these little pockets of time where... heaviness eases its grip and things seem less significant. And it's sort of, I drew it from after my grandma passed away. We had like a big bonfire at her place.
Oh, wow.
And just like walking sort of between her house and where the bonfire was, and that little like pocket of time where it's like time doesn't really feel real right now.
Yeah.
And lambs are sleeping and... Yeah.
Was this the same grandma who made the big paper mache hit?
Yes, it is. Yeah. She had a flamethrower. She was a pretty cool grandma. Yeah.
Holy shit, a flamethrower?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she
what
did.
Was she, is this an industrial thing?
She was a potter, so she used it to fire her kiln.
How big was it?
It was like made out of it was a couple meters. No, meter and a half maybe long. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever get to play with it?
I did not. But my uncle's very much enjoyed firing up her kiln for the last time.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Holy heck, that's so cool. The track itself is actually based on a childhood experience of your cat catching a rabbit and you wanting to nurse the poor rabbit, but it passed away. Do you often think about, I guess, the roles of animals and pets in preparing children for grief?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a thing I've been thinking about a lot.
Yeah, you know. I can imagine, like... when parents get like animals or pets or something, or a dog when their kids are young.
When the cats are young.
Yeah, this is happening.
When the lambs are young.
Yeah, so. Cats are kids, basically. I'm sure they have to think about, this thing's going to die someday. I think it's sort of a soft launch into adult mortality and old things.
Yeah. Have you seen the film Anatomy of a Fall?
I have not.
Oh, there's kind
this
of
a...
This
is the second time you've mentioned
time I've brought it up. It's such
in a
good
voice
film.
Break.
I've seen it. I've rewatched it recently, and there's a really beautiful theme of that happening. What happened to the cat?
The rabbit?
No, the cat that caught the rabbit. Is it still around?
No. Aww. She, we moved houses and we brought her and we kept her inside for a while and then we were slowly, soft launching her to the outside. But she got lost. She ran away and hasn't come back. So,
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We have another cat called Chomsky now. She's 15. She's very old and has a big belly and dribbles a lot.
Oh, that's good. I love dribbly cats, eh?
They're quite good.
They're adorable. Long hair, short hair?
Short hair. Very nice. Thick. Like, it like makes shelves on her back. It's so thick.
Does she shed a lot, but you can't really tell?
She never gets her summer coat. She's this... always shedding, but I think she's finally got her winter coat, so she's slowed down the hair production.
Now, you mentioned the big mask that you've used for the video for this thing is an heirloom, but I want to know, is the 80-year-old guitar you used to record the song with, is that also a family heirloom?
That was Roundhead's guitar.
Oh, really?
So I recorded this track at Roundhead with Alex Corbett, and that was so cool. I got to play an 80-year-old guitar. It was so dark and gorgeous.
Aged like a fine wine.
Yes. Yeah. And I also played a mandolin. I never really played one before, but it's got strings and a fretboard, so I sort of figured it out. That was very fun.
Nice. A lot of exciting times.
Yes.
Yeah, well, should we get to hearing the track?
Yes.
Yay. Awesome. Well, folks, this is Kira Wallace playing their new track, Lambs Aren't Waking Yet. Let's hear it.
Bonfire shines through with. I will wait. This touch follows us all home. Stay here with the time.
Wow. That was incredible. Oh my goodness. Holy heck. And the audience loves it as well. Look at that. Oh my god, folks. That was Kira Wallace playing their new track. Lambs Aren't Waking Yet. What a banger. What a banger. I want to know, you know, your hand, was it your hand's melted stone?
Yes.
Yes. Is that in reference to your grandma being a potter?
Kind of, yeah. She potter. Used. Potter. she used to burnish her pots, which is like using hand stones to make them like super, super smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And she gifted me her hand stones before she passed. And it's like, yeah, I could almost like feel where her fingers had been. Like I could like hold them and like, oh, this is probably where her thumb went and stuff. Like it's, yeah, she spent so long just using those stones in her pots that, yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's impeccable. That kind of reminds me of a story. My dad went to Poland a few years ago, and he told me that at some of the churches there were little finger holes in the bricks, because as a punishment, if you were being a dick or whatever, you'd be ordered by the priest to just make a hole into the brick with your finger, which is insane.
What?
It's a very European punishment day.
It's like how there's a building opposite Woof, where that travel agent is, and they've put a special perspex over this area, because where kids would line up and they would like score holes in the Oamaru limestone while waiting to go into the swimming pool that was there.
Cracker.
And you can just see it when you walk past, and then they've like put a little exhibition around it.
That's so good. Have you been to the Otago Potters Collective on Stewart Street?
Oh, yes.
They're really good. If you're looking for good like
gifts.
Stuff, gifts. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Good pottery stuff.
I've walked past and thought, I need to go in there.
It's my mum's go-to place for buying gifts for anybody.
Mm. I feel like it's a very cottagecore place. And I feel like this next project you have, Dolly Possum, very cottagecore.
Thank you.
With Christian Groves, none other than Christian Groves. It's a folk duo, and you all are playing tonight. How did that come together, that Dolly Possum?
Oh, I think we were just like mutual followers, and then he posted a song that he put on Bandcamp, and I had to listen to it, and I was like, oh my goodness, I need to make music with you. And so we did. We just had jams, and we have very similar music tastes, and I've definitely been wanting to lean into the more folk side of music for a while now. So now I have banjo and cool guitar and fun voice combinations.
Very cool. Because I feel like with your own stuff, there's kind of an element of electronic-y kind of stuff there going on. Mm-hmm. Especially with Leap Landing. They always remind me, have you heard of Midi a Thief?
No. Oh, I've heard of them.
Folktronica guy from South Korea. Always reminds me of that.
Cool.
So it's going to be cool to see you straight up acoustic. Even with that guitar, I mean, you were getting some really incredible resonance and timbre out of that thing.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Were you going to say something?
Oh, I was going to say, I love that song for that reason, and the way that there are times where you can't tell whether it's your voice or your guitar.
Mm.
They kind of merge, and I think that's such a beautiful, like, it always gives me goosebumps. Aww. It's so good.
My guitar definitely does feel like another limb. Like it.
I can absolutely, that is true. That is fact.
I did see that you're doing some covers on the reels you posted on Instagram of Alex G and Frog.
Yes.
How many originals do you have in the chamber, and what other covers can people expect to hear tonight?
So we haven't written like anything together. We're still like, still figuring.
Still jamming.
But we're, he'll be playing some banjo on one of my songs, one of my new songs, Seabeds.
Cool.
He's got a song that he's written that we're sort of both working on. So we'll have Seabeds, and then we're playing Powerful Man by Alex G, and then a couple Frog covers as well. Yeah.
Man. Is this your first time being in, like, a band?
I've... I've done like stuff at school with bands, and I was in UB's Rubies, which is like a 9-piece experimental
Whoa.
Orchestra band led by Izzy Fife, who's involved at Radio 1 and
yes.
Plays as UB Pasta Blaster. So it's like sort of a mastermind project. We had a score that was just a visual score, so it just had like a scars section, which was just like a little checkerboard section on the score, and there was a mountain on it, and like we sort of interpreted it. So that was very fun. I played violin in that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're no stranger to collaboration.
No.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, we've got one more tune for you to play here. Leap Landing, which really dominated the top 11 last year.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it was here for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I certainly grew to love it. So
I think my mum was part in that. Yeah.
Voting in the top 11.
I think I was also part of that.
Fantastic. Well, shall we hear it?
Awesome,
folks. This is Kira Wallace playing Leap Landing. You're listening to The One.
A leap without landing, sent with no hands to hold. I cling to the sweetness, my cardigan scent feels like home. With tendrils I'll weave through the breath, spin myself in the world to muffle the call of the earth's core, while I'm in the sky. To stay there,
incredible stuff there. And in the words of Anthony Fantano,
I'm feeling a strong 9 to a 10.
Feeling a strong 9 to a 10 there on that one. Fantastic. Bloody fantastic.
Thank you.
Holy heck.
That always gets me. Yeah. That always gets
me. It takes me back to the song hubs, like listening party when all the artists were like harmonizing to that last bit and everyone started crying. It was
we were all holding hands harmonizing in that piece. I always think of that when I hear it.
Maybe one of my favorite music memories of all time.
Same.
Now you're at university.
Yeah.
For the first time, which is so cool, so exciting. You're doing music stuff. Yes. How do you anticipate that music, studying music, might change how you write it?
Ooh. I think I'm just like finding so much more music because I'm taking the popular music paper.
Oh, cool.
And my lectures are so knowledgeable. I'm learning lots about the Dunedin sound, which is super cool. We had a look at the Hocken Library archives. That was like, just engrossed with all the gig posters and art, and super cool. So yeah, there's so much music to be discovered, and I think might find some new influences, and
truly where's my brain gone? Oh yes. Are you going to be releasing any project either as yourself or as Dolly Possum this year?
I think we're pretty keen to record as Dolly Possum. Yeah, and then I think, I'm also kind of working on a little self-produced EP, which is exciting. I have one song recorded, just keen to, I've worked with lots of producers in the past, and I think I'm keen to sort of see how my own mixing ear has a go at it,
Very exciting, very, very exciting. And if people want to see you and Christian Groves play tonight at Pearl Diver, they can do so by going at 7 p.m. It's all ages, which is brilliant. Mm. I love the all ages kopapa that's being spread around at the moment.
Because this is such like a huge youth scene at the moment.
Yeah.
It's nice. I'm in the kind of age where I'm in with some of the older bands because they've been around for a while, but also I'm very much in the youth scene as well, which is really cool. So many cool people and exciting bands coming up. And
very exciting, very refreshing. Absolutely. Very weird too, which I'm really happy about. Getting some real crazy shit.
Yeah, I have hope for the young generation.
Oh, totally. They know what's up. Hey, man. You're playing with Yesterday's Letters and Eris, who are doing an acoustic set. Very exciting. People can find tickets from Under the Radar. Go to NZ. Big ups to Under the Radar.
I'm also selling merch.
Nice.
I've taken a screen printing night class, and I've made some very limited run of t-shirts and some patches.
Awesome. Yay. Very, very exciting. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for coming on and blessing us with your sounds.
Yay. Incredible.
So lovely to be here. Thank you.
Of course. I can't wait to see what comes out this year from either you or Dolly Possum. Yay. Or whatever.
Yeah. Booyah.
You've requested Mount Airy's Love Without Position. You open for Mount Airy, which is very, very exciting. What does the song speak to you?
I just really love it. It's such a... Just the lyrics and the combination of the voices are so special. Maybe one of my favourite Mount Airy songs.
Cool. Awesome. Well, let's hear it. Here's Mount Airy with Love Without Position. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked for some news and Kai time up around 10:45. Here is Love Without Position. From Mount Airy, keep it locked.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.